This is a tale of driving on the wrong side of the road. Back in 2001, before 9/11, in June, we took a family trip to Europe. We started off in Italy, went to France, and then wound up in England. And when I got to England, I had arranged to rent a car. Along the way, I had my pocket picked in Italy, and I didn't have my driver's license anymore. But strange as it is, you don't need a driver's license to rent, an American driver's license to rent the car in Europe. All you need is your passport and evidence that you had a driver's license back in the States, which was the number I used. Anyway, they let me rent the car, and we rented it in London, and we're going to turn it in Manchester, where our flight was taking off from. And in the first half hour or so I had the car, I managed to hit a curb and get a flat tire. So I learned how to use a jack, and part of the problem was we had four large suitcases, because it was my wife, myself, and our two sons, and so we needed a fairly large car. So we had an Astra Omega, which was a fairly large car for England, and it was like a station wagon anyway. So I changed the first flat tire, and I managed to get all the way up to Manchester without any trouble. We were planning to stop at Stonehenge, but my wife judiciously said, we shouldn't be driving there. Let's try and just get up to Manchester. And the flat tire is enough experience. She didn't want to see anything else happen. And one of the things we were going to do in Manchester was my sons had explored on the Internet what was available to them in England. And they had discovered this amusement park called Alton Towers, which was located at an old English estate that had become a ruin, but it had great roller coasters. So they said, we want to go there. So I managed to find my way there, including driving on some very one-and-a-half-lane type country lanes that are very typical of England, with the stone walls on both sides and lots of stones all over. I got to Alton Towers in one piece. My sons had a great time going through all the rides. We also went through the estate and had beautiful gardens, classic English gardens, all wandering around, and everything was fine. And then it was time to leave. And as we're going down, of course, in England, we drive on the wrong side of the road. And the roads are narrow. And as I'm driving out, here comes a truck down the other side. And I move to the left, which is the proper side, and I managed to hit a rock with another wheel and had my second flat tire and no spare. And no means of communicating back to Hertz to get any help. We managed to flag down somebody who had a cell phone who let us call, and we called Hertz, and they said they were going to send a tow truck to take care of us. In the meantime, we're standing there on the side of the road, and this farm's around there, and in this field there's this huge bull. And there was a fence, and we were hoping the fence was strong enough, but as the bull stood there, there were about 10, 3 or 4 month old calves all imitating the bull and glowering at us and looking at us. And we're sitting there, and just keeping our fingers crossed, the tow truck driver got there before we had any other issues happen. And he managed to get there, loads the car, and it was a 6-seat tow truck, so there was room for all of us in it. And we get in it, and we had the most wonderful experience. It was a Welsh tow truck driver, and he sat there and regaled us in his tales of Wales and everything else and got us back to our hotel in one piece. And it was we turned a very miserable occurrence into a wonderful experience, and traveling to Europe was great. Thank you.